The first tool for dealing with burn scars is to be in contact with your hydrofocal point about any areas in your CWA that have been recently affected by wildfires. You should become familiar with the location, impact areas, and rainfall thresholds for each burn scar. Next, as we mentioned for urban areas, you can use the force flash flood guidance over your burn scar areas to manually set the amount of rainfall needed over a certain amount of time for flash flooding to occur. In many cases, it may only take half an inch of rain in an hour over burn scars to start causing serious problems. Making sure you use the forced flash flood guidance over these areas to properly reflect that will help you not miss out on some of the most vulnerable areas. Lastly, the Flash product suite has a hydrophobic model that you can make use of over burn scar areas. The hydrophobic model essentially converts any rain that falls directly to runoff, so it will often have an end-of-the-world appearance. However, for newer burn scars where hydrophobic soil is prevalent, this model's output can be fairly realistic and can help you quickly identify threat areas. For more details about burn scar flash flooding, we have an entire lesson devoted to operational best practices and tools specific to this topic, and the link is included in the Resources tab.